This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I was thinking about how big stakes are. Now, we always heard about a global one-world government, communist takeover of America. Now, I can turn on any channel, and they've got actors playing me saying, I'm Alex Jones, and I'm a racist, or all this crazy stuff. I told on other channels, they're saying we're going to kill Trump. They got former CIA directors and deputy directors saying it. And then we have investigators out there like Veritas and like what the Northeast Intelligence Network and Hagman are doing. And they get the same intel. And I see it on the streets. People in businesses looking at me, you guys making 300 grand a year, going, we're going to kill you. And it's like they're coming of age, like they're going to get me. And they, but first they're going to demonize who we are and just launch an all-out civil war. And CNN, when cops get killed, well, some cops are bad. So cops, reform yourself and you'll stop getting shot when you're pumping gas. How the hell is some cop in Houston shot in the back of the head while he's pumping gas? His fault, some cop might have done something wrong in Missouri, which they didn't. And it's not about worshiping police, but they're the detonator of a fake revolution. There's problems in police, but nothing compared to the communists, the socialists, and all the rest of it. And we sit here literally seeing them. I'm sure of it. Hell, they say they're getting ready to launch the second Bolshevik revolution. That's the primer to create the hysteria. Then the globals will come in with the UN and restabilize, and it won't be a pure Bolshevik system at first. But they're planning this, and they're calling Congress, and everybody's saying, it's about to come. You need to sit down, and we'll leave you alone. That's exactly what the Bolsheviks did when they only took Moscow for like a year. And they kept writing letters and sending emissaries saying, just give up to different garrisons of the military. And give up and we won't kill you and your family. They give up, they kill. And you have to understand, you can't give up to this. That's how you lose. You don't give up. And I'll take no pleasure in a bloody war killing these people because they're animals. Okay? I take no pleasure. I want to stop this. But let me tell you something. We're going to smash these people. And when we take America back, if they launch this, we're going to rat. You think there was a Nazi hunt? There's going to be a hunt for globalists the world's never seen. And there's going to be billion-dollar bounties on their heads, okay? None of them. George Soros, the globalists, there'll be nowhere to hide. You will fail. The problem is they don't mind dying. They're so satanic, they want this. You understand? That's what makes it so dangerous. A lot of top globalists like Rockefeller, Brzezinski have died. They actually like the excitement of this, Doug. That's why they're such a dangerous enemy. That's why it's so sad. We have to warn the military and police right now. You're going to ride shotgun with the rest of the hour. Roger Stone, thanks for doing it. That this is a real crossroads. This is for all the marbles. This is it. We always knew it was coming. It's here.
It's here. And it's crazy. I saw the comment made by Roger Stone at the, I think TMZ did a quick interview or a quick question and answer. And I'll tell you something. They want a civil war. Go ahead and keep that impeachment narrative, the impeachment objective going at the congressional levels and the media push for this unfitness to be president. That's their narrative. Keep that going. And you're going to see the difference being, of course, historically, between then and now, is the fact that there will be some pushback by the conservative right, who are heavily armed or who are armed and ready to fight to protect our value system here in this country. I don't think it's going to be an easy.
And the patriots are smart. They're not going to be like Antifa hitting some woman in the head with a bike lock or shooting a cop pumping gas.
That's right. That's right.
And wouldn't you advise if a civil war kicks off, the police at least need to get out of the way?
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I mean, the police right now are essentially cannon fodder to these idiots out there that are dressed up like thugs with baseball bats with nails sticking out of them, for crying out loud. So, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. But the police also have to keep order, not listen to...
I'm just saying they have to get out of our way.
Well, true, yeah.
I don't like to talk like this. I'm just... We're coming down to this.
Well, yeah. I mean, look what we saw, too.
Yeah, because these people want to kill you. We just want to have America. All we ask is get out of the way. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Owen Schroyer and Harrison, one of our camera guys, are the riders on the storm. They're on their way down. Just a few hours from where we sit, they're basically almost there. We need to get them on soon. We'll have some live feeds at InfoWars.com. They'll just pop up there. We'll also email them to you at InfoWars.com/newsletter. Sign up for the free. The free email will send you those live feeds as they have them that are internet only. Our stations are welcome to pick those up, but we're going to have coverage of the big evacuation, the store shelves being cleaned out, all of it. Roger Stone's riding shotgun with us via phone this hour. So is Doug Hagman of Hagman and Hagman.com, syndicated talk show host, police trainer. Runs a big successful private investigator firm. He followed the Veritas model last year, got his people in to a lot of key positions, and now his investigators liaison with law enforcement, obviously, but you're not supposed to go directly with law enforcement because they get in trouble. So they go through the former law enforcement to give us the intel. They are in the meetings in San Francisco, you name it, and what they're saying internally mirrors people like Maxine Waters last night in a speech saying, we're coming for you, we're bringing you down, Trump. And they're in the news saying, we're going to kill Trump supporters, we're going to hashtag hunt Republicans. And we've got the briefing here from our sources, law enforcement, military, and investigators, how they're going to target civilian members of the pro-Trump communities for death. Judges, lawyers, members of Congress, you already saw Scalise. They're going to target white peace officers on site. They're going to go out and just shoot as many white cops. That was only a test, the hundreds of dead cops you've seen in the last few years. We're talking hundreds a day. They're just going to slaughter them en masse. And then after all of that, they're bringing in instruction on firearms, self-defense, and counter-surveillance, anti-police workshops, self-defense workshops, weapons procurement, and handling. No one in the hundreds of years of combined research from the people he's talked to have seen anything like this. They say this is the Weathermen 2.0, and they talk about the Weathermen and those bombings of police, military, universities that have military training, you name it. So we're going to ride shotgun, but people just joined us. Doug Hagmann, recap the magnitude. I mean, we've basically confirmed, hell, they're in the news. People say, why? You never announce a military attack. Well, yeah, you do if you're trying to get your people confident to go out and dump the chlorine gas down the, you know, the air conditioning system of the high-rises, as we know they're training to do. I mean, they want mass death. They want total confusion. They want capitulation, dead cops everywhere, the National Guard systems hit, Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting centers hit, churches hit, conservatives hit, members of Congress hit. They plan when this rushes for their October surprise, their October Bolshevik 100 years later, they plan on my intel on killing thousands in the first few days to then have us sue for peace, agree to remove Trump, and then when they get central control and, quote, new elections, we never have new elections again, COG, then they start killing everybody. All the leadership will start getting arrested, getting killed. Now, because they admitted this in Atlantic Monthly. This is their COG plan. I've been briefed by folks that have seen classified versions of Valkyrie from Germany, but also systems here that were floated in the 80s, they had congressional hearings on. They're planning to use Nuremberg's study of that plan, but actually against us. So a Bolshevik revolution meets Operation Valkyrie against the American people. Doug Hagmann, recap. Then we're going to Roger Stone.
Yeah, just briefly, for those just joining, essentially we have a handful of investigators across the country, specific cities investigating and infiltrating these fascist groups. They've successfully done so in many cases. The latest report early this morning, 4:10 Eastern time this morning, saying, look, this one particular meeting in San Francisco, so well organized, the tactics, the training being very professional, the age of people there range from late 60s, perhaps early 70s, all the way down to late teens. This is the Resist Fascism Movement. That's what they're calling themselves, but it's actually a fascist
movement. And the report says it's a lot of professionals. These aren't just the average method.
Yeah, exactly. These are above. These are the people who are sending out the cannon fodder. The idiots you see in the street with the baseball or the bicycle helmets on and the baseball bats. I mean, those people are the useful idiots. The hire a stooge for a day or two and go out there and take a few whacks. Okay, that's who those people are. These people are the planners. These people are the architects of the chaos that we're seeing.
The brains.
Yeah, exactly. However, they're bringing in these professionals to teach, as you said, the weapons, self-defense.
They're force multiplying a revolutionary group.
Yep. Yeah, and to go against law enforcement as well. And so the bottom line here is they want to burn everything down, baby. If they can't have it, which they can't, they didn't. Trump won. They're not over it, so burn it all down, baby. Burn it down to the ground. And by any means necessary to install a communist-type government, but cloak it in this anti-fascism movement, which essentially...
And by the way, I'm not an authoritarian. I'm anti-police state, not anti-police. But I know that tyranny can come in a uniform. If they're planning the overthrow, admitting it, having former CIA deputy director saying we're going to kill Trump soon, it's not authoritarian to move against them paramilitarily And they don't even make it to the police station because you don't even need a judge or jury when you're trying to overthrow the whole country and saying kill the president. They're never seen again. I mean, if they really want this war and they want to kill hundreds of millions of people potentially, I mean, a nuclear war could start over this. I don't want to sound tough. I never talked about this in 20 years. They're the ones wanting to push this. I mean, there's no half measures. We need to identify, not ourselves individually, but through Trump, through the Patriots, through the government, identify. Do we wait till they make their next big strike, or do we move now? Because every minute we sit here and don't tell ourselves the truth, we are in deep trouble. Only maximum commitment is going to defeat these people.
Yeah, it's either duck, bleed, or fight back. And I think what we're doing by exposing and working with law enforcement, I think this is working out well. But there will come a point in time when we have to dig in and say, okay, you know what? We're not going to take casualties. We're not going to do this. And we're going to have to fight back.
Exactly. We've already seen over 100 cops executed, the media celebrating. And it's not just about worshiping cops. But if they can kill innocent cops, they can kill anybody.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, for crying out loud, you kill a police officer, you're going to kill anyone. And we have to.
And if they can get away with that, they've set this.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. This is so well organized, and I think the last thing I really wanted to mention is I think we cannot understate what we're seeing here, but we also have to really place responsibility where it belongs, and that is this shadow government that's operational by Obama, by the Obama holdover.
Which he admittedly dug in. He admittedly called it a shadow government.
Yeah, exactly. And it goes back decades, but really under the Obama Organizing for Action, which is the fourth iteration of the plans or the various groups. But these are the foot soldiers that we're seeing. Now we're seeing everything come to fruition that's been planned.
And let's be clear, this is not a drill. They admit themselves. They intend to try it, which is crazy. Historically, I'm not saying this to sound positive. They have a 10% chance of succeeding, Doug.
I'd put the Patriots against this cannon fodder any day of the week.
The problem is, what are our enemies like China and North Korea going to do when we are tied down in this?
That's a great question. You know, I'm no expert in that department. I don't know, but I'll tell you something. We certainly don't need that division that they're causing. You talk about some potential for, takeover.
And make no mistake, who's directing the Democrats more and more is Red China.
Yeah, very, very much so. And you see the Clinton relationship with the foreign entities.
I can't believe we put up with it this long. I mean, all these people should be... they should be facing a grand jury. I'll leave it at that. I mean, this is so ridiculous. We're all on the line here, folks. This is real. They got 10 TV shows attacking me right now, made-for-TV movies. They're all coming after us. This is real. And you know what? It's okay. We're in this. This is life. What's going to be gravy train and shopping malls and movies and ball games forever, okay? This is the big push. This is the big attack. We beat this. We got 50 years of prosperity after this and the new American century. But we get defeated in this. It is hell on earth. And I'm not worried about myself. I'm a man. I can take it. Let me tell you something. I don't mind it. I don't mind the pain. To quote Glenn Danzig, I really don't. But I really feel sorry for the kids and everybody else. So I'm just telling you, if we got to do this right now, I'm not afraid of these people. I'm afraid I'm not going to do a good enough job. Now, I'm going to skip this break so we have more time. Go to Roger Stone. Here he is getting off a plane a few days ago, and TMZ yelling at him, saying, oh, you know, you're planning violence or whatever. And here he is, you're saying, look, what do you think is going to happen when you start a war and keep attacking us? This is what's going to happen. They want a civil war. Here's Roger Stone.
People are even calling for, like, impeachment already and that sort of stuff. Do you think there's any chance that he might be impeached?
The people who are calling for impeachment are the people who didn't vote for him. They need to get over it. They lost. Their candidate had every advantage. He spent $2 billion. He spent $275 million. Sorry, he whipped your ass. It's over. You lost. Try to impeach him. Just try it. You will have a spasm of violence in this country, an insurrection like you've never seen.
You think?
No question.
You think if he got impeached, like,
Both sides are heavily armed, my friend. Yes, absolutely. This is not 1974. The people will not stand for impeachment. A politician who votes for it would be endangering their own life. There will be violence on both sides. I'll make this clear. I'm not advocating violence, but I'm predicting it.
You're predicting that if he got impeached, there'd be some sort of civil war type...
Yes, I do. That's what I think will happen.
Hell, that's what they've been pushing. And here's the thing. They want to train us, march out to face a bunch of toilet paper Antifa. If they're out killing people, they go kill cops? They go send folks to shoot members of Congress? They're killing cops and Congress people. What I'm telling you, you don't go out and fight dirty meth heads who aren't even worth killing. You let the leadership of the coup know that's on TV saying they're going to kill the president that, you know what, this is a two-way street, brother. And let them feel physics. Let them feel it. Let them know. Because once you let the dogs of war off the chain, they're going to find America's restraint hadn't been weakness, hadn't been cowardice. It's been guilt at what incredible killers we are, and how easy it is, how good we are at it. Your constituents can hardly walk. You have no idea. And I'm not trying to intimidate the enemy because they're totally turned over to evil. They're not going to listen. I just want the listeners to know if we go where they want to take us, let's give them what they came for in spades and royal flush. Roger Stone, we stand at the precipice. The second Bolshevik revolution is upon us in October. There's no doubt they're launching operations. Does the president know? What can we do, Roger Stone?
Well, Alex, I must tell you, I got jostled on the street here in West Hollywood this morning. I guess this has become the way of the world. A citizen cannot even walk on the streets without being assaulted by hysterical leftists. It reflects everything that you have not only said, but what you have predicted now for months, that this conflagration was coming.
You remember election night. I'm not bragging. What did I tell you?
No, you said that you were a little downcast, not because we won, but because you foresaw the fact that the left would never accept the Democratic election, would never accept the result.
I was preparing to die, Roger. I could see where we're going. But we're going to win in the end. But no, I was preparing to die that night. You understand now?
Yes, indeed. I now see the big picture. I've never seen this kind of hysteria ever before on the political front. And they just keep ratcheting up. Their entire Russian gambit, which was designed to remove Trump, has failed, has fallen flat. Even this new email that was discovered in the email of Rick Dearborn.
Oh, my God. Somebody in the transition team said sometime we're going to talk to Putin like you're going to talk to everybody. Do they go, oh, look, we caught him talking to the Japanese prime minister.
Yeah, it's not even that serious. When you run a presidential campaign, you get thousands and thousands of incoming messages from well-meaning people who have no judgment. Whoever the person in West Virginia was who said, oh, the campaign staff should meet with Vladimir Putin, I mean, that's not only improbable, impossible, and highly unlikely, it's absurd. And by the way, there's no evidence that any such meeting ever happened.
And how do we know the Democrats didn't send the email? It's not even a response. It's an email. They could send me an email saying I'm Captain Kangaroo and say, oh, look, Alex is talking to Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah, but you see, again, the media is all over it today. The way they were over the Donald Trump Jr. Meeting, as if it was something. They're running out of straws. They switched, therefore, from Russia, because that failed, to race, the race card, and race baiting is a kind of a surefire issue for the left, going so far as to say anybody who voted for Donald Trump is a white supremacist. That's the most ridiculous thing I literally have ever heard. Absurd. Absolutely absurd.
But clearly, I think Russia and all of it is a smokescreen for race war. They're going with this narrative. They're activating their cells. It's confirmed. Where do you think this is going?
Well, when you have CNN and other news outlets excusing the violence of the left, saying because of the oppressive history of slavery, that it's perfectly all right for people.
Yeah, because some cops were bad. All cops deserve to be killed. Exactly. They're now calling for violence on CNN, Roger.
It's extraordinary. Then the other thing I find interesting is that CNN actually has a promo to keep playing that says, as the Trump presidency implodes, who said it's imploding? He's not going anywhere other than continuing to do the job.
Does CNN not know that their bosses are trying to entice loose cannon people to attack them? Don't attack, folks. Let them move. Let them attack us first. Let them do. I mean, we're winning intellectually, but they're the ones getting ready for violence. Doesn't the CNN employees realize they're being sucked into a civil war?
Well, I think that they have sped up their timetable at CNN to call for anarchy because the handwriting's on the wall, and they know that Jeff Zucker will shortly be out. And that they will have new management that may not look as favorably on their revolutionary credo as the current management at CNN. That's why I think they have gone, you know, 0 to 60 overnight.
It's like cockroaches when you poison them, they all start having sex. I always heard this, and one time I sprayed a bunch of roaches I found behind the refrigerator, and they all started having sex immediately when I sprayed them. It's like they know they're all done for, they're losing, so now they're trying to move the revolution forward.
That makes perfect sense to me. I mean, the tone and the hysteria at CNN has now reached epic proportions. Watching Anderson Cooper's show the other night with Ed Martin.
Oh, it's just unreal. It's total foaming at the mouth.
5-on-1. I've never seen anything like it. By the way, I thought Martin handled himself pretty well under those circumstances. And I've seen him here on InfoWars many times. He's a solid, patriotic fellow. Take a lot of guts to go on 5-on-1.
The guys wanted me to play that clip yesterday. It's very, very powerful. They all gang on. They're all, and CNN says, quote, all Trump supporters are white supremacists. That is so dangerous. That is so wild. There's nowhere for them to go next when they've already had Phil Mudd saying, kill the president. We're going to kill him. He's a former deputy director of the CIA and FBI. I mean, why SWAT teams didn't take him for a kayaking trip the next morning? I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, well, again, Jeff Sessions has the power to move against the Obama NSA clique. Those are the people orchestrating this revolution, this insurgency, specifically John Brennan, Admiral Rogers, James Clapper. Now, how do you like this? This fellow Clapper, who got caught lying twice in front of the Congress about the government's metadata program, only to be proven to be a liar by Edward Snowden, he's now running around saying Donald Trump is unfit. No, dude, you're the one who's unfit. You're the one who belongs in a federal penitentiary. What are you talking about? And, Mr. Clapper, what's with the shaved head thing? Why do you guys all have shaved heads? Is this kind of some kind of secret club or what?
Well, let's expand on this. They're desperate. They're pathetic. But their constituents, everybody I know on their Uber bills, on power bills, on bank statements, there's KKK everywhere. Report Nazis. Attack them if you see them. The corporations are like, oh, this is a revolution. All I'm telling you is they are now firing on all fronts, but it may just be a giant toddler event because none of them are willing to pull triggers like the Bolshevik Revolution. I mean, does this thing just fizzle or a few poor cops get shot in the back of the head or what happens?
Well, I think we shall see. Their problem, of course, is that they are seeing ghosts where none exist. I've been active on the American right for 40 years. I've never met any Klansmen. I've never actually seen any white supremacists. I don't know any neo-Nazis. I think this is a handful of nuts, a handful of kooks. The idea that they're everywhere, no, they're nowhere. Now, what there are, however, is crazy left-wing radicals from Antifa and Black Lives Matter. There are plenty of them. They're so gutless they have to wear masks. They won't even show their faces. What they don't
see. That's because most of them, we've learned, their group got leaked. They're almost all school teachers.
What I find interesting is the fact that they don't recognize the American rights, a long adherence to the Second Amendment, and the vast number of patriots who own firearms and know how to use them. This is why they've been trying to get the guns away from patriots for so long. Again, I don't advocate violence. I renounce violence. I'm not condoning violence. I'm against violence. They like to twist your words. When you foresee what's happening, or what will happen, as I did on TMZ, well, then it was Stone calls for civil war. No, I called for nothing of the kind. Stone calls for violence. No, I never said that at all. Go listen to the whole interview. But they twist your words in an attempt to...
All I'm doing is warning these people, you want to come kill me and kill the president and piss all over George Washington, you're going to...
...and freed his slaves, and he also made financial arrangements so they would all... have an opportunity. He was a great man, father of our country. Now they want to tear down his portrait, tear down his statues. Ridiculous.
By the way, he was born into all that, and then reportedly most of his wealth went to putting the people into education and giving them money when he ended it. But it doesn't matter that the West ended slavery. They project the lie. I want to come back to Doug Hagman, get his take on this incredible breakdown of Roger Stone, and also look at other attacks. It was Roger Stone predicted the whole Alzheimer's thing, the whole early onset dementia. Now that's there. And also we had Posobiec and others breaking that they banned InfoWars at the White House in a desperate attempt to get the president away. That was confirmed yesterday. Stay with us.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. We're into the fourth hour with Roger Stone and, of course, Doug Hagman of Hagman and Hagman. I'm not going to belabor this. With Hurricane Harvey about to bash into Texas, similar hurricanes have killed hundreds of people, and this one they say has got even more water in it, up to 40 inches of rain. And Austin, where I live, will have power outages probably and have some serious issues. So we'll have live feeds here from Austin. It was Owen Schroyer and crew that decided, that's kind of like, hey, it's volunteer, he wants to go to the coast. They're going to be down there right now. In fact, I wanted to call them. Can we call Owen and see where they're at? How they left hours ago. The coast is only a few hours away. Where they are to show the evacuation routes. the store shelves that are empty that are being reported on at DrudgeReport.com, and just overall how people are responding. So I want to call Owen, or I'll do it, I guess, while the guests are talking, and line up some of that information. Just briefly, poor Gwyneth Paltrow, I saw months ago when they put her on all the big comedy shows, TV shows, saying, look, the left wing has their kooks that sell supplements, and so does Alex Jones. They didn't say Jeff Bezos does, and he owns Amazon, he owns Whole Foods, and Alex private labels a lot of the stuff that's sold at Whole Foods. No, it was like Alex Jones is evil, selling melatonin for sleep and vitamin C for health. And Alex Jones is evil and says vitamin B12 is good for it. He's a complete lying scumbag, racist KKK member. I mean, literally, that's what they said. And I said, look, they're going to have some watchdog group file complaints and ask district attorneys or others or state attorney generals to indict Gwyneth Paltrow. And I said this months ago. I said they're going to indict her first and then go, see, we weren't picking on right-wingers. We indicted Gwyneth Paltrow. Now, I didn't just know about this. Before they picked Paltrow, people were at meetings in D.C., New York, and other areas with the lawyers where they had this whole strategy. And they said, well, they're going to burn some leftists for the supplements and then Alex Jones. So I knew when I saw it. So do it. It will blow up in your face bigger than Dallas. And that isn't some confidence game here. I mean, your death threats, what you've done to my family, you know what you've done. You know I'm not backing off. So, I mean, go ahead, do what you're going to do. I kind of metaphysically, though, need to just tell you, it's probably not going to go too well. As long as our supporters pray for us, spread the articles and the videos organically, knowing that can't be blocked by the censors, and as long as they buy the products. We have Super Mel Vitality. That's just known concentrated herbs and compounds that healthily have been associated, and I certainly have experienced it, better stamina, libido, you name it. And it is just absolutely essential that everybody support the transmission. So Super Mel Vitality is 57% off. 57% off. Never done a special that big. Can't do Super Female. It's about to sell out. We have the great BioTrue Selenium that's from mustard seed. Without selenium, you die. Doesn't mean my selenium, because selenium is like oxygen. I can say you got to have oxygen to live. It's not a conspiracy theory. Survival Shield X2, highest quality, purest iodine we can develop and bring to you. Those are 45% off. That is an amazing deal as well. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And I don't say get water filters for floods or earthquakes or whatever. I filter my water because it's filled with hundreds of chemicals from tap water or the average well water. I filter it through ProPure and AlexaPure because they're high quality. Those are available at the lowest prices you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you get products you need and then fund us, it's symbiotic. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Doug Hagman's our guest, riding shotgun with Roger Stone of StoneColdTruth.com. Roger now officially works with InfoWars in 1 week. His new show, 3 p.m. Central every day, kicks off with Mike Cernovich, Owen Schroyer, and others. I'm trying to get Owen on at the very end, even though he's like an hour and a half away from the coast, and I understand that. I want him on his way down to the coast. So we'll get him driving while they do that on a live Skype feed, or as soon as they get to a small enough town to be able to, you know, be able to get a feed, a bunch of small towns on the way down. I hope they took 37 because I can't direct stuff up here when I was on air. That's the road. I hope they're not going like over to 45, then down. They'll be there tomorrow. But we'll see exactly what was done around here strategy wise. I'm not bitching. We just seat of our pants around here in this fight. Going back to Doug Hagman about other points on this front, and then to Roger Stone. Doug Hagman.
Alex, thanks. And, you know, I was enjoying the conversation between you and Mr. Stone, and I thought, as I was listening to that, I recalled Mr. Stone talking about Donald Trump's execution by Robert Mueller, and, of course, how he, Donald Trump, is being isolated. And I think everything that I spoke about with respect to the various fascist groups that are at the street level and above, kind of remember what Van Jones said, top down, bottom up. Bottom up, top down, whatever. And I think that's what we're seeing take place right now. So this Spencer movement, as you refer to it. But with respect to the top down, which Mr. Stone had mentioned about the execution by Mueller, I think that it's important for people to realize that Mueller Mueller, number one, is not qualified, of course, to be in that independent counsel position based on, I think it's 18 CFR 45.2 or one of those. The fact that he's got political and personal relationships with the principal, so he can't be a prosecutor and a witness at the same time. But of course, exceptions are made. And the grand jury, with respect,
let me ask you this: it's a swamp grand jury that has no credibility. You've got 99.8% of the donations going to Democrats. You've got them ignoring all this other Democrats, and you've got almost all their people being Democrats. You've got Comey caught lying to Congress. Yeah. Notice they're kind of backing off the Russian narrative. What's your intel on that right now? Because now they've gone on the I mean, it seems like they're kind of realizing even their fraud claims, Trump uses outside accounting firms and it's super clean, it seems like that's hitting a dead end.
Well, and that's interesting how that Russian narrative is seemingly dissolving. And I think what they're trying to do is breathe new life into that Russian narrative by attempting to flip Paul Manafort. Look, I don't have a good sense on that. However, I don't believe that's going to happen. I think that perhaps new life will be breathed into the Russian narrative, or at least that's what they want to have happen.
So let me bring him up and jump in anytime. Roger, you used to be business partners with Paul Manafort, great patriot, worked with groups against Russia. You know, all these claims are asinine. But they are trying to flip Manafort on SWAT team raids on stuff you already gave him. Where is that going?
I think it's going precisely nowhere. I spoke to Paul roughly a week ago. He's very angry and continues to be defiant. The truth of it is they want him to bear false witness against the president. They want him to say, yes, I was colluding with the Russians, and yes, Donald Trump knew everything.
So they want him to become Judas Iscariot.
They want him to become John Dean, and he's not going to do it. He's not going to lie. Therefore, they're trying to dredge up any pressure point on him they can find. The irony of this Nazi-like Gestapo raid on his home, where they kick in the door, then they kick in the door to the bedroom where he's sleeping with his wife, to get documents that they had never requested formally and could have had easily. It's a charade. But Manafort is holding strong despite the extraordinary assault on his character, on his business, on his family. He remains 100% loyal to the president and to the administration.
And we're all in the same shooting range here. It's just like, because we're not just loyal to Trump, we're loyal to America, and we don't stand with the pedophile armies of Hillary Clinton.
Well, not only that, but Alex, I saw something extraordinary today. I just hung up with a Politico reporter. Gary Cohn, the president's chief economic advisor, a former alum of Goldman Sachs, liberal Democrat, recommended for his job by Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, is out publicly attacking the administration. Now,
I saw that. What the hell?
I work with the Reagan White House. I work with the Bush White House. I've never seen anything like this in the 40 years I've been in American politics. If you work in the White House, you serve at the pleasure of the president. He's giving you...
Well, no kidding. If I hear one of my employees... Hold on, Roger. If I hear one of my employees on talking trash, they're fired. That's what... You don't do that.
Well, it's unprofessional as well as disloyal. If you've got a problem, then you come internally.
Plus, that's like a leak. That's a form of a leak.
Public laundry like this.
That's the form of a leak, though. They want to shut the patriots off to Trump and support him so they can run around and he doesn't know they're undermining him. What a little piece of crap. What do we do?
This guy should be fired so fast his head would spin. I mean, it's extraordinary to me that he's trying to feather his own nest here. He's joined the chorus of anti-Trump rhetoric when he's a White House insider, but he's been bestowed one of the greatest honors you could have in public service is to serve on the White House staff. But I guess the lesson of this story is, when you go to bed with dogs, you wake up with fleas. Why would anybody in the Trump White House want to employ a liberal Democrat tax that they call him Carbon Tax Gary, because that's what he did at Goldman? Why would you ever bring him in to the White House to begin with?
Because he's obviously against Trump. Trump killed that multi-hundred-trillion-dollar deal they planned over the next few decades. Gary Cohn, Trump's advisor, said to have drafted a resignation letter after Charlottesville. Well, then let them leave. Good God, Trump's not a racist. I mean, just let this little leftist turd bag leave. God, we're sick of these parasites. Stay there, Roger Stone, stay there. Obviously, Mr. Doug Hagman. Let's go now via Skype, driving down halfway to the Texas coast. Owen Schroyer to cover the big lines of cars is what I want in the evacuation zone once you get there. I want to get the stores that are all empty. I obviously want to get the storm surge, but it's about civilization on the edge and how even a storm like this puts us into crisis and how they're going to try to demonize the president for his response that's already been very, very well-planned, focused, and robust. Owen Schroyer.
Well, we're almost to San Antonio right now. Then we're going to hop on the 37, which is apparently where a lot of this traffic is.
It's the main evacuation zone.
Sorry, Alex?
37 is the main evacuation zone.
Yeah, so we're heading towards 37 right now, and then we're going to head into the belly of Hurricane Harvey, and we're going to see what people are doing, if people are really evacuating like they've been told, that people are hunkering down, people we already know are raiding the stores. So we're going to see all that. We'll see if we can see the FEMA response, whether it be good or bad. I know that President Trump has been really preparing for this. I can't remember during Hurricane Sandy or Hurricane Katrina, maybe you can remember this, but I don't remember any of the president doing as much action prior to the actual hurricane, prior to the devastation that the weather is going to bring. The President Trump has been drawing attention to I've never seen that before in the past. Obama didn't really do it. I don't think Bush did it. You can see what happened at Sandy and Katrina just for proof of that. So we're going to.
And by the way, Obama did nothing for Hurricane Sandy, but that was okay. But Trump hasn't done enough, even though it hasn't hit yet. That's the new talking point.
Yeah, so we'll see what the response is like from FEMA. If they really need to get involved, if it's that devastating.
Oh, they're going to need to get involved, dude. Dude, that is a fast-moving big hurricane. 3 inches puts Houston underwater. We're talking 35, 40 inches. This is going to be a disaster.
You know, and to the point that you were saying earlier, if you live in downtown Austin and there was some sort of a big event and you had to get out of the city, good luck. You're not going anywhere because they have you bottlenecked onto three bridges. There's only three bridges you can get over the water with. So, you know, this is the type of thing that makes people realize how fragile society really can be in the midst of a big event, especially when you're in a big city like Austin and people try to get out. You're not going anywhere, buddy. You're stuck. You better be prepared. And, you know, I said this the other day, Alex, and this is sad, but I think it's true. I think that we are going to see some serious devastation from this hurricane. I think it's going to hit Corpus Christi hard tonight. I think it's going to hit Houston hard tomorrow. And then I think it's going to hit Louisiana hard on Sunday.
Exactly. And despite the fact we say this, and I get it too, because you don't believe it, and all of a sudden the little screams in Austin, we're not even by the coast, go up, and I'm like, it's barely rushing. Suddenly it is rushing. Don't drive across streams. Stay in your house. Get to high ground. Hundreds are going to die. If people don't listen, thousands are. Hundreds die each time. This is a big, fat storm full of water dumping. They're saying minutes, you know, inches a minute. And so this is going to hit Texas hard, and we need to pray for folks, but people need to get to high ground, and they do need to evacuate. In fact, I told you guys this morning, I know who's going to go. I just said, pick a hotel 50 miles from the coast. Don't be down there low in that area. Do whatever you want. You're driving along in my Ford truck. It looks pretty slick, doesn't it? But that took like 7 years. It's an awesome truck. The point is that you need to be there, be safe, just show the stores, show the people, do the reports live in the stores at night, show the folk, but be safe. Okay, Owen?
Well, InfoWars is going to have the coverage of this, Alex. We're going to be boots on the ground. We're going to be fearless. We're going to do exactly what our audience expects from us. But just to, on a closing note, I do agree with you. I think there's going to be some serious devastation with this. However, sadly, I think that this can be used as a good time for America to unify, you know, to remember that we're all one country, we're all together in this, and when one of us suffers, as Trump has said, we all suffer. So this is going to be big for America to come together, to not let this hurricane...
That's my next point. Did you know liberals everywhere? I saw this from Paul earlier, and I couldn't believe it. I just searched it. Tens of thousands of tweets saying, kill Texas, kill Florida, kill Louisiana. They deserve it because they're Republican. A third of the people are more Democrat. They are so crazy. They want everybody to die, the Democrats do, because Texas is Republican. What the hell?
I think that America is going to come together after this. I think people are going to come to help the devastation.
And I think Trump's going to come to Texas.
And I think so too. And I think this will be, even though a devastating, sad moment, also a healing moment. Alex, we just went under a bridge. There was a digital sign on top of it that said, warning, do not travel south. Well, we're heading south.
Let's aim that camera right out the front of that Ford Raptor they're driving. The great American big old giant vehicle that Al Gore actually owns one of. They think you shouldn't be able to have one of. There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
We're in the Ford Raptor. We're in the Ford Raptor.
Hey, show me your crew member. Who you got with you? Go ahead and show folks.
There's Harrison.
There's Harrison. He's a great patriot. Let's talk to Harrison. I know he's driving, but real quick. Harrison, give us your take on things.
I got to agree with Owen. You know, I lived through a couple hurricanes in Houston. I grew up in Houston. And after the hurricane hit, I've never seen a neighborhood come together like after a hurricane hit. I mean, neighbors just getting together. If you got a big truck, you go drive through the water. You see if anybody needs help. Everybody's power's out. Drive-by's just sitting out on the front porch and cooking out. And obviously, you can't keep any of your food. So it just becomes a big block party. So there is sort of this silver lining to the crowd when there is devastation like this. All those normal little, you know, neighborly you know, fights that you get and all that, it all just falls to the wayside. Nobody comes together to help each other. So I'm hoping we get some good footage of that as well.
Well said, my friend. What a great crew member. A lot of great videos he's put out. Let's aim that. He did Trump's first 6 months videos that show all the accomplishments. Let's aim that camera real quick for TV viewers, Infowars.com/show. I'm going to skip this break so folks can see as you barrel towards the old hurricane. Here we go. Getting out the front of the car. Here we go, folks. Barreling down the highway towards it. Be safe, guys. Listeners, please pray for Harrison and for Owen. God bless you guys. Be safe.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, there you go. We're going to skip this break. Back to Roger Stone for closing comments. Then closing comments from Mr. Hagman. I cannot express to listeners enough that we're committed to this fight. And it's not because we're heroes. We're not slaves. And we're going to win, and I just feel sorry for all the other victims of communism, but we're in one hell of a fight. Roger Stone, closing comments.
Well, you called it, Alex. I must admit this has happened much faster than I thought it would. I thought that ultimately the left would settle down, particularly as Donald Trump moves the country towards prosperity. But instead, what we seem to have on our hands is a violent revolution, a violent overthrow of the constitutionally elected government, with half of the media defending it or promoting it. All my predictions on TM and TMZ, I stand by. You are going to have a bloody civil war. We're not advocating it. We don't condone it. We're not for it. But it's not. We are not the ones provoking it.
Yeah, that's right. We're not going to take it once they swing.
Why would we? I mean, I think we're the ones committed to a democratic or constitutional system.
And notice we're winning that way. We're winning. We're winning that way.
We're running from the IRS or worse, but we have accepted the results. They refuse to accept the people's mandate here. It's unlike anything I've seen in 40 years in politics.
Well, you know, I got contacted by some high-powered lawyers through my lawyers. And they said, yeah, they're going to indict a Hollywood person to promote supplements to make it look like they're not going after you. And they even did it like a month later. Gwyneth Paltrow, Alex Jones sell supplements, arrest them. Now they've got the indictments in California to put her in jail for selling mainline supplements that everybody else does. So they go, oh, we got Paltrow. Like, we don't know. Don't they get, like, it's going to come out? They understand. This isn't like we're blind, like their poor average constituent they're selling crack to. We are awake. We are ready. We're going to win, Roger.
Well, I've just been told that some radical left-wing group has filed a complaint against me with the FBI, claiming that I have threatened members of Congress when I said that, in my opinion, no member of Congress who voted for impeachment would be safe. What I said that they would be taking their lives in their own hands. My lawyers will handle this. Filing a false complaint with the FBI is, of course, a crime.
It's Democrats on TV saying hashtag hunt Republicans when Scalise was shot. They're the ones cop killing. All we're saying is you little limp dicks want to fight. You're about to get one once you launch it.
Well, thunder on Twitter. This is the kind of harassment that the patriots like you and I are forced to put up with.
All right, Roger, we're going to be doing live broadcasts throughout the weekend. Please join us for them with the hurricane, other events. But they are admittedly planning a overthrow of local government, killing all the cops. I mean, you can't make this up. We're living in a fantasy world, but they're crazy. We're going to win. Thank you, Roger Stone, stonecoldtruth.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Many thanks, Alex.
All right, let's go back to Doug Hagman. Doug Hagman, of course, has a lot of great websites, but his work has been impeccable. I mean, I remember hearing him like 15 years ago on Coast to Coast and thinking, man, that sounds a little wild. And then about a year later, it came true, and I was like, okay, well, maybe he's a little bit credible. He was one of the first guys I heard, like David Horowitz, say they're going to merge with the Al-Qaeda and the radical Islam, and criminal groups in the government are working with Islam, and I was a little not as sophisticated. I'm like, no, it's criminals in the government letting it happen. But it was worse than that. So he just over and over again has broken the Wiener story over and over again. He's got these documents from his investigators and sources. They're getting ready to go, man. And you can see it, though. It's not like, I'm not taking away from what he said. It's like they're saying it everywhere. They're and then he gets the inside intel of them waiting in their cells to go out and have this rite of passage. And it's closing comments, Doug Hagman, on where we are right now.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I think we're living in the most perilous time in American history in modern times, anyway. What we're seeing.
No, I agree. Since our founding, this is the same level.
Yeah, and I think people, especially conservatives and Christian conservatives, we need to wake up. They need to wake up. They need to get their heads out of their butts and see what's going on. We cannot allow.
We're not just spreading lynch now. You got to go to city council. You got to call C-SPAN. You got to get call talk radio. You got to get aggressive now.
Exactly. Otherwise, I mean, lead, follow, or get out of the way. But do something. And I'm so impressed with our collective efforts here. Look, we are. If we don't fight back, that is, we are going to be ultimately wounded. What Roger Stone just went through with respect to the FBI. Look, we go through the same thing: the harassment, the lawfare, the accusations of whatever, oh, he said this or that. This is the asymmetrical war in which we find ourselves. And I'll tell you something. It gets rather old rather fast.
They wanted to tie us down in defending ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. And it costs money. It doesn't. You can have the craziest accusation out there. It costs money to defend yourself. And this is how they want to bankrupt the alternative or new media or independent media continue to harass us. But the bottom line, most perilous time in human history, the reprieve that we may have gotten, so that Christians talk about under Donald Trump, have we squandered that? Perhaps. But you better wake up and understand that you are in the crosshairs. I'm talking
This is the enemy counteroffensive.
Absolutely. And you know what? We unite or we die. We fight or we die. And I ain't ready to die. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not going to leave this mess.
Be honest, Doug. Are you not more alive than ever? Aren't you feeling good, actually? At least we've engaged them. We've got a beachhead. We're making them counterstrike. We're drawing them out in the open. They're not going to just creep around and brainwash our kids anymore. We're going to face them out there with their rifles. We're going to force them to come out and start killing us.
Exactly. Yeah, it's now or never. And you know, I look at this, and I'm not going to allow my offspring to walk past my grave, my tomb, and say, you know, he could have done something, he did nothing, and spit on my tomb. I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be fighting. I'm going to be leading the charge along with people like you, yourself, and people like you. And we're going to take the day. These people have no clue of our tenacity.
Well, you notice how they use intimidation, like they're scaring us. They don't even understand. Yeah. It doesn't even. It's like we just want to give them prosperity and like get them out of the way and let them have a good life. But instead, they've got something missing in them, so they want to push us down that are somewhat complete. We're not perfect. We love God. They wonder, what do we have? They want to push us down because they don't feel complete. When they should just join us and be complete the minute they did it, like Christ said on the cross. Hey, you just chose me. Tonight we'll be in paradise. We love you, Mr. Hagman, HagmanandHagman.com. Thank you so much. Great job with the crew. Live transmissions, Infowars.com throughout tonight, throughout the weekend. Pray for folks in Texas and other areas because this hurricane's about to hit, Hurricane Harvey.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.